last one was, everybody has an Almond Brothers story.
Oh, yeah.
You got an Almond Brothers story? I'm sure you came in contact with them.
Well, I never came in contact with them personally. Don't let me forget about the Lester Maddox story. Okay. I have to show you that. Tell you that one. The Almond Brothers, they play at the park several times. When they played at the park, I was the free food person. Never met them personally. When they went to, when they had the Atlanta Pop Festival, I went to the second one, and I was in charge of the OD clinic at the second Pop Festival. I coordinated the volunteers, worked with the volunteers, and this and that. And I cruised, and I handed out salt tablets. Even got to go on the main stage in between acts, you know, tell everybody, said, yeah, y'all be careful, we got some pretty intense Kool-Aid going around, just know that it's all doped up, you know, just if you're going to sip, just sip slowly first. I know you're thirsty. If you're thirsty, the water's over here. Y'all are in straight sunlight. You know, I've got salt tablets with me here. If you feel bad or something like that, the OD clinic's right over here. If you're feeling anything bad, this is where I'll be, et cetera, et cetera. And I was on my bicycle with my aviator's hat on and all that old 9 yards. And that, to me, was what I remember from the Almonds. Nothing too personal. I remember them playing in Piedmont Park, and I was over the stove serving out food. But the Almond Brothers thing I remember the most was the second Pop Festival where I worked the OD clinic, which was the story in itself.